Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/diagram now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more features like advanced shapes, dependency mapping, and two-way Jira syncing. Get started today at Miro.com/diagram. Now.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Anton Savage Show with Kiries.ie on News Talk.
If you have any questions about home extensions, home repairs, redos, DIY, any of that crack, because Pete the Builder is with us. Pete the Builder, of course, from letstalkhomes.ie. And if you want to find out more about him, that's where you get it, letstalkhomes.ie. He is already busy with the questions that are coming in. Can you ask Pete the Builder if it is possible to put a shower and toilet into an attic room?
Yeah, absolutely. How are you doing, Anton? You can put a shower and an ensuite into an attic. Obviously, you've then got a long way to travel to get down to where your waste are going to go. So it's usually the 4-inch pipe that's the tricky bit for a toilet. A shower and a sink is much easier to get in because it's smaller waste pipes and getting a hot and cold feed.
What about a macerator and a small gauge pipe?
Oh, you can do that. they usually go from a basement to up rather than down. They can do both ways. But if you have gravity in your favour, which you do in an attic, you're better off probably going for a 4-inch pipe where you can. Try and keep it on a gable end where you can go out through the wall and then keep your pipework exposed. Other than that, you're going straight through the middle of the house, which is always fun.
The other issue I assume you have is with headspace, because often in attics you struggle to get an 8-foot ceiling even at the peak of the attic.
Yeah, 100%. So if you're doing an attic, obviously your stairs, when it walks up, normally it turns then and you're walking through the main headspace, the higher part of the attic. So obviously you need to keep your ensuite in the same position. You can actually put a toilet on the slope side, but again, you really do need to set your measurements out properly there so you're not leaning back while you're...
Measure everybody, the family, figure out how tall they are.
Absolutely.
Text to say, actually, there's a lot along this line. What's a good DIY Father's Day gift? And there's a couple asking, what do you recommend as a sort of a starter kit for a Father's Day prezi for DIY?
Well, look, I always say tools. Just get as many tools as you can into the garage and into your kit. Well, I go for one of the budget power tools because I tell you what you can do. You can buy a kit where you'll get like a screw gun, a cordless circular saw, and maybe a jigsaw or something like that as well, a sander, and all of the batteries will be transferable, so you don't have to buy batteries.
Now, hold on a minute. Are you advising, this is somebody looking for a beginner kit, you're going to hand somebody who is a beginner in doing any of this a circular saw?
Yeah.
Well, is that wise?
I presume they're an adult. Absolutely, you start slow and work your way up, but like start with the sander. You can't really do too much damage with the sander, and then the jigsaw is a bit easier to use. Circular saw, keep the fingers back. No, look, you know, absolutely somebody should be qualified to use the tools. Most drills are easy enough to use as well. But I always say to people, go out and try it. Start slow. Don't be jumping straight in trying to do a full attic conversion.
Now, the only issue with going with the cheap power tools as a method of approach is...
I said budget.
My apologies, budget power tools. You end up wedded to the batteries. And then you're stuck. You're in that universe, like Apple products.
I love Festool. Festool is the brand that I use all the time. But they're very... they're the Rolls Royce. And again, it's like anything until you drive one. Then you go, oh, now I understand. And the precision and
that's
the speed.
That's very fancy, though.
It is and it isn't. Yeah. Okay, it is. But you know what? The quality and the delivery is exceptional. But do you need to have that if you're a DIY and it's a Father's Day present? No, not really. Unless you really, really like your father. If my wife is listening, hey.
What are the absolute basics that a good kit has to have? I'm saying a level, measure, impact driver. You're started.
Yeah, that's a good starter. Yeah, you want to be able to, like, you know, have an SDS drill, which will basically drill a hole in a concrete wall, put in raw plugs, then a range of different screwdrivers, hammer, and let's start off at a handsaw, and we won't go straight for the circular saw.
But the SDS drill, now, that's a good point, because there are those who believe that the hammer drill and the SDS drill is the same thing. And
no, they're not, no.
Oh, your life has changed when you get an SDS drill.
So you're being DIY here, you're calling it hammer drills. An impact drill is what you're actually talking about there, Anton, which is the one that does that, transform the world. Are you not? Oh, sorry,
no,
apologies.
No, I'm talking about a hammer drill. An impact driver is an entirely different thing.
Yeah, so, well, we're having a row here online, which is great, but basically you've got two different types of drills. Got an SDS drill, which does one thing only, which is it drills with an impact, which you would use with an SDS bit, which will basically go through concrete like butter. And then you have other drills then, which are for, we would call them a screw gun, which are basically for putting in screws. Or you can have obviously the adaption on the head of them, which will clamp onto a bit of any sort. It could be a steel drill bit, it could be any sort, but the impact part of it is what gives it the extra bite.
Amazing. Wonderful things. And another one asking, what about DIY kits for kids? Jeez, the intro kit is very popular. My two are really wanted to help out, age 10 and 12.
Oh, they're well old enough. So again, don't start off giving them anything that's too dangerous, but absolutely sanding and doing, like I have three girls, and the three of them are well able to use a screw gun at this stage, better than some of the plumbers that are out there. But you know, honestly, I have them measuring up. I talk through the different bits and pieces of jobs with them. You know, the concentration levels go after a while, but then they really do enjoy it, and they start coming up and they've picked up all the phrases and all that type of stuff as well. So get the kids involved. It's great fun. And the job satisfaction when you do something with your family, and my dad's outside there, and we always do jobs together, and it's great looking back on. Look, you know,
is he any use? Does he know what he's at?
He's not bad. He's not bad. You know what I mean? He's coming on. He's going through his apprenticeship with me.
I text him, I'm building a small extension at front and back. My builder says I don't need an architect or a structural engineer. Any advice? Architects and engineer fees seem high.
Sorry, Mr. Builder, whoever you are, but if you are building to the front of the house, immediately you do need plan permission. You can build a 40 square metre to the back of your house without plan permission if it is single storey. So if you go to the front or to the side of the house, you do need planning permission, and that doesn't really matter. Any part of the country is the same, but pretty much you can do a 40 square metre, which is a significant size out to the back, and you absolutely need a structural engineer if you're doing any sort of structural works whatsoever. You won't have a problem until you have to sell the house, but if you start building to the front of your house without planning permission. Now, again, if it's a very subtle works, again, if it's a full extension to the front, absolutely you need planning permission. But if it's subtle works like changing a window, no, you don't. But
and I assume there's very few builders who will facilitate planning permission. That's why you're called an architect.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Like, again, you can be exempt from planning permission as well. But again, another thing that's out there, Anton, is we have got loads of different county councils. So, you know, the rules in one county council are different than another county council. So you really need to know where you're living and go on the local county council website. There's a huge amount of information there. And if you're not sure, go to letstalkhomes.ie. Pete the Builder will help you out.
Text saying, always wear safety glasses when working with a good kit. For DIY, it is vital. Yeah, if you've ever had to fish metal shavings out of your eyeballs,
100%
with magnets,
sawdust and all sorts of stuff. Look, the health and safety in the construction industry has massively increased lately. And again, they used to be a bit clunky and awkward, big, you know what I mean? You felt like you were going to space putting on the gear, but that's not the case now. Very streamlined, very cool looking gear that's going on these days. Get yourself some good safety wear, some good workwear, and you'll feel good and you'll do great work.
That's actually a good point for Father's Day as well. A bit of good workwear you can't go wrong.
Get the Snickers onto you, absolutely.
I'm looking to repave my small patio garden. Is there any risk with paving over the existing slabs and bringing it up to door level instead of removing them?
There is huge risk. Basically, if you're doing any paving, you need to make sure that your substrate, which is basically what's underneath the paving, is solid. Because the last thing that you want is movement through compression, which is basically you have a party and you've got 50 people standing on it, and the next minute it's all rocking and the birthday cake goes sliding down the garden. or if you get really heavy wet weather, sometimes if you haven't compacted properly, the wet weather will then, you know, compact or consolidate the sand or whatever it is below it, and you're in trouble. So make sure you put in a good solid base, whack it with a whacker, very cheap to hire, and then put a sand base down, usually a lean mix.
Now, are you talking about a hand whacker, or are you talking about a motorized whacker? A
motorized whacker, yeah.
Is this a petrol-driven whacker?
Well, it can be petrol or diesel. It can be whatever you want, Anton. But yeah, like a compactor is what it's technically called as well. But yeah, no, they're well worth doing. And you fly around it. It's like a lawnmower that just compacts the ground and really makes
a huge
difference.
It's basically a pogo stick with an engine on top.
Oh, you're going all sorts of different directions here. No, it's a lawnmower. It's a lawnmower.
What's the oak that jumps up and down?
Oh, that's called a jumping jack.
It's also a compactor, though.
Oh, it is a compactor, but that's for trenches on the roads, you see.
Ah.
Over in London, you see them all over the place.
I jumped too high.
You did. I love the way you're doing this.
This is a technical one. Can you ask Pete the Builder if a strip foundation is much cheaper than a raft foundation for a new house build, and which is better, or are you going with a raft?
It depends. You would only usually use a raft foundation in a couple of areas if the ground below is soft or the technical term isn't coming to my brain now, but basically it's not as solid as you would want. You put in a raft and, like it explains, it spreads the load and therefore it's able to go on less stable ground. Again, you need a structural engineer to avoid this.
As in, like, it's a huge slab rather than a single footer?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's a huge slab. So you basically pour the foundation and the floor together at the same time. It can be a little bit trickier to put insulation into, so you just have to be careful of that. But again, when you're getting to that stage, you need to have a structural engineer to advise you on it. A strip foundation is your standard. You know, you cut the the line of the foundation and you pour the concrete into it. Always make sure you put in reinforcement as well, because concrete is obviously an excellent structural component, but it gets bound or binded together with the structural steel.
How small an amount of concrete can you order before they say, go away, we're not sending you ready?
Well, they do a small load charge now, the dirty devils. But yeah, no, you can get like 1 metre of concrete. You can actually drive in with an open back truck and you can basically shoot a metre of concrete in the back of the truck if you want to as well, you know. I wouldn't advise it if you've got a clean van, but no, absolutely, you can do that. Or you can get lean mix as well, so it can come out really dry. So then when you get it to site, you can mix it back up again. But look, if you're doing any sort of proper, like large-scale works, you need to make sure you're getting your certification. So make sure you get your concrete and your certificate comes with it. So then obviously you can pass that on to your engineer and everything is tickety-boo.
Interesting suggestion here. The first thing for a home DIYer is a DIY book with millions of pictures in it. Give you the best start. The net is good, but studying the book pictures is best.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Like the old manuals, another brilliant book was the Home Bond book as well, because that kind of takes it to a bit more of a industrial level, I suppose you'd call it, or professional level. But yeah, any of those books are excellent. There's no doubt about that online is very good. I've done a few instructional things myself. They take a huge amount of time to do, and there's so many variances, so it's hard to guide it. I know when you go on YouTube, you always get these American guys going, okay man, we got this stuff over here, and they use different terms and they take ages to tell you how to do a small thing.
Plus, so they measure everything in Imperium.
They do,
like,
they
trying
do.
To do the conversion.
You need to be ambidextrous. You need to be able to do two. I'm old school, so I'm able to do both. But it is a bit tricky.
The 16-inch centers.
Yeah, 100%. Our 400 is 400 millimeters is the same now.
Do you need plumbing? I always like the fact that in Ireland we sell, it depends on which plumbing pipe you're going for, whether you've got plumbing or imperial. That's very tricky.
And even doors are done imperial, but 90% of everything else is metric, you know. So we just like to confuse people.
I was talking to a butcher a while ago, saying the same thing, that if you actually, even though the scales are in metric, if you order in metric, it sounds bizarre. Nobody orders 250 grams of steak.
Well, here's a great one. When you go in and look at your floor, and they'll give you a per square foot price, because that's cheaper. And then you go, and I need 10 square meters of it. And then suddenly the price jumps up. You were thinking it was the square foot price. So be careful out there, folks.
Do you need planning permission to widen a gateway?
Technically you do, yes. If you're, you know, it depends where you're living and it depends on the situation, but yes is the answer. And sometimes it can be quite difficult, because obviously, look, you know, entering and leaving any property, you're then engaging with traffic, so you do have to be careful with it. People seem to think, oh look, I can do whatever I want. You can't, but you know, at the same time, you know, there are sort of small limitations that you could be able to do to improve your own driveway.
An unanswerable one for you.
Never.
Question: timber frame or brick for new construction?
Yeah, well, the answer to that is, you know, either. Again, it depends on the location. Like, again, if it's coastal or if it's in an exposed area, I would probably go for a traditional brick or block build. Timber frame has its main advantage in the fact that it's quicker. So you basically get your slab in and then you get a huge progress kind of done in a month where the whole house is pretty much built, roof on, the whole lot. Air tightness can be done very quickly with the timber frame as well. But look, both have their pros and have their cons.
And the Yanks have a long history of putting timber frame in very difficult, challenging environmental
areas.
Well,
that's because the hurricanes come along and knock them down and then they rebuild them real quick, you know. So there's different reasons for doing these things in different parts of the world. And I always say that, even in Ireland, like you can live in a very exposed and weathered area. So you have to use different types of materials. You have to be very careful what you use.
But you can get timber frame rated to 160 mile an hour wind. You're not going to get that in Ireland.
Absolutely. And you can use a hammer drill to put it together as well. But no, you can. You can get some really, really good solid, like timber.
What is your concern with hammer drill? I'm still unclear on this.
It's just a technical term that I don't fully understand in my head, because the hammer and drill don't really go together.
No, there was two separate types of drill. There was the old fashioned hammer drill, which the entire chuck moved up and down, right?
Okay, yeah.
Which meant that because you've got the chuck on a smooth bit, it would always drive the bit back into it, and it was total pain. The SDS drill is different because the SDS, only the chuck moves. So you've got less momentum and you get more performance.
Tune in next week for Anton Savage's tool talk. You could be right. You could be right, Anton.
What do you mean I could be? I am. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents if you want to prove me wrong, or you can get me 087-1400-106. Pete, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Anton.
Thank you very much. If you want to get in touch with Pete, you can, of course, get him on letstalkhomes.ie.
The Anton Savage Show with Kiri's.ie on News Talk.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next, you need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/retro now for a free business plan trial to unlock advanced retro tools like private mode, voting, and two-way Jira syncing. That's Miro.com/retro now.